strap on your tool belts and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
Hey, it's My Fix It Up Life, and we are upcycling, recycling, reusing.
We're repurposing today, darling.
Repurposing.
It's all about taking something old and giving it a new life, which I think is super fun and inspiring because there's so much stuff out in the world that is discarded on the sidewalks and, you know, trash bins and all kinds of places. And I love to be inspired. We have two awesome guests on today's show. Tara Dara from Tara Dara Made It on Twitter. If you don't follow her and you love this kind of stuff, you got to start following her right now.
Just from her Twitter, super abundant energy.
And so many creative ideas. You'll be inspired. And then also we're talking to one of our faves from DIY Network, Anitra Megadam from Megadance. 5 seasons of that show, and she is all about repurposing.
Super psyched to talk to her and find out what's cooking in her world.
Yeah, and so you guys, stick around. We'll be right back with those guests and a lot more inspiration.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-in-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com. Hey, Mark.
Repurpose, recycle, bring it back. Circle it around.
Yeah, but this is all new content right here. We're talking about repurposing, but we're talking about it in original format, my Fix It Up Life.
Artfully edited, you could piece together all kinds of stuff I've said. Make an upcycled.
Yes, you totally
upcycled
could.
Upcycled conversation.
And we have Tara here with us.
Tara Dara.
Yeah, Tara Dara. And we follow her on Twitter. We've been following her for a long time. It's Tara Dara Made It is your handle.
Yes, ma'am.
And you make everything from sewing to, like, woodwork stuff to everything. And I see behind you.
Yeah, as we watch you here on YouTube
yes,
and Google Hangout.
How beautiful. You have all these nicely stacked fabrics, and they're all in, like, you know, organized so nice and neat. And my first question is like,
how long did it take to fold all that stuff up? It would take me a year and a half.
It gets folded as soon as it comes in the door. Right?
You're good.
I know.
You're good, my friend.
Efficient. I like that.
This is my only, like, organized area. So I'm like, this is the best spot to sit right now. Because everything else is, it'd probably give people heart attacks.
What? So, okay. So you're a hoarder and you cleaned out. I got that. We'll just get that out there. What project do you currently have going right now, Tara Dara?
Well, there's quite a few, actually. I've got a bench that's in our backyard that I found on the side of somebody's house that had been sitting there for months. And so I saw her, and I said, are you going to do anything with that? And she said, I'm just going to take it to Goodwill. I said, I'll take it off your hands. And it's a beautiful bench. And then I've got a couple of other things that I found. I don't generally call myself a dumpster diver. However, if I'm walking my St. Bernard around the block and I see something that's, like, in the trash that I could probably use or fix, then I go get it.
You grab it.
Yeah.
You're kind of like a savior, though. It's like a you know, furniture angel. That's what it is. It's not dumpster diving.
I got a bicycle like that when I was a kid.
Right?
That's my upcycling. When I was a little boy, I found a bicycle, some Schwinn thing, and I made a dirt bike out of it in pieces. And I thought I was stealing it from the guy. Like,
aww.
I was a nervous wreck.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen where you're taking something out off of someone's curb and they're like, wow.
No.
I do it. Because that would be awkward.
I do it at midnight.
Ooh.
That's when you
do you have,
it.
Like, an outfit?
It's black.
Yeah.
It's like
you have to. Be a ninja. Do you dress your dog up in black, too, so that, like, no one sees your dog?
Well, I'll walk him, and I'll come back and get my car, and then I'll go get
nice.
It.
That's nice.
Do you leave him in guard?
Yeah, well, he's, you know, big and white and brown. And
yeah, that's not good.
Yeah. No,
that's not good for ninja work. That's not
good
at all.
No, that's bulldog work.
Okay, so I saw this beautiful bench that you said you had for a long time. And that how beautiful the fabric that you have behind you is reminding me of this and all of the patchwork on it. I want to know, like, how long did it take you to think of doing it? And then how long did it take you to actually execute that beautiful project?
Well, I'm a self-diagnosed ADD person, so it's kind of hard for me to like put an actual time to something because I do, you know, 10 million things at the same time. So I would probably say that I've had that bench probably for 8 years and I've always hated it and I was going to get rid of it. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've been doing these pillows with patchwork. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool to put patchwork on this bench and refinish it and paint the legs and kind of make it really funky and cool and like usable again? Cause it was just, you know, in a dark corner in the basement. So, you know, once inspiration struck, it probably took me, I don't know, maybe 8 hours, maybe, like from the start to the finish and all that stuff. Because I was also taking pictures and video and blogging and all that kind of stuff.
Does she live upstairs now?
Yeah, she's in our master.
That's
at
so
the foot
sweet.
Of our bed. Yeah.
She got from the basement to up into the master bedroom.
Exactly.
She totally is
She went from
now.
Dark to nice and bright and beautiful and yeah. So and it was
That's
fun
like
to
my
be able
personal
to...
transformation, Tara Dara. Just tell you right now, it starts, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. Anyway, let me give you all the details.
Anyway, so I for people that are witnessing this conversation, and if they're interested in becoming, quote, a dumpster diver or a sidewalk angel, you know, what would be something easy to get started with that you would recommend if, you know, for repurposing projects?
You know, I find, I mean, those things are so few and far between. If there is something that you, you know, I go to Goodwill a lot and I'll just go through their furniture area. And so, you know, start with something small, like even like a picture frame. Or a little shelf that you can, you know, repaint or make it your own. And, you know, so start small or, you know, be patient and have kind of a goal in mind of what you would like. And then when you find it, it's like the Holy Grail and, you know, the clouds open up and the gods sing and the angels sing and you're like, oh, yeah.
I totally
awesome.
Have that feeling too.
It just happens.
It just happens. It's how it works.
When did we get to the Carmina Burana?
It's a universal feeling that we all have. Okay, so before we get too far and I forget, I have an unconventional challenge quiz for you. So,
oh, gosh.
I have four objects, four kinds of objects that are summertime-ish related, and I'm going to name these objects, and I want you to tell us if you're inspired as a repurposed project using these objects. You don't have to use all of them.
Okay.
I'm going to start slowly.
Please.
Number one is a fishing rod.
Okay.
Number two, a pool cue and billiard balls. Three,
how many balls?
As many as you want.
Okay.
Or as few.
As few.
Okay. All right.
Swim floaties.
Mm-hmm.
And a charcoal barbecue lid.
Oh, my. Probably the fishing pole or the pool cue and balls.
What would you do with them?
I could probably, like, I'm thinking of making, like, a... For the pool cue with the balls, I don't know what I would do with the balls, but like making a, like a, I can't think of what it's called.
Oh, it's a doohickey.
Whatchamacallit.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really
right.
Neat. Yeah,
okay,
like
we're
that.
Moving right along.
No,
like
no, no,
a coat hook thingy.
Oh, yeah.
To hang it on the wall and put your kids' whatever on it.
That's a great idea.
That's one thing. And then the fishing rod. I don't know. I'd probably hang it somewhere in my boy's bedroom and hang stuff, their artwork or something on the fishing line.
Oh, that's such a great idea.
Oh, like with a
with like little
clip or something.
Yeah. Mhm.
That's a great call.
That's a really cool call too.
I would totally have done that myself.
She's an expert repurposer. She can do that on the fly like this, baby, like this.
Do you care what it's called, like repurpose or upcycle? There are all these words that I feel like there's some distinction between. But as we were thinking about talking with you and getting into this conversation, I was like, does it matter? Is there a difference? And I don't know. I don't think there is.
I don't really think there is either. However, when people, I think when people hear repurpose, they think they take something like, they take something and make it into something completely different. Like an entertainment center into like a kid's play kitchen, or, you know, like, I'm wondering if that's what maybe people think when they think of repurpose. But upcycling, I think, you know, upcycling, refinishing, you know, I think they're all kind of synonymous for me. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that maybe there is some kind of, for some people who are a little more OCD, have like a clear definition. I think we might tweet that out.
That's a good one.
What is your definition, like, out to our tweets? What's your definition of repurpose versus upcycle?
Yeah, yeah, take me into that, because I'd really like to know what people's responses are. I'd love
Very curious. I'm glad you asked, hon.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
great,
I draw the
question.
Line, though, at reclaim. Like, people say, I used a pallet, I reclaimed it. No, you didn't. You just used a pallet for something else. Reclaimed lumber is different than that. They didn't reclaim it. They just claimed it at
really,
all.
Really, what is reclaiming? Yeah, it's like I claimed it and then I claimed it again.
Well, yeah, then that would be reclaimed. I claim that. I claim it again. That's reclaiming.
Oh, that's like
somebody
renewing your vows.
Claimed it. Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you have a new commitment to your wood, I guess.
Oh,
like
that's
that. It.
America?
Yeah.
I reclaim you.
I reclaim you as well.
I say, oh,
and
hey, coffee
I just,
break.
I just want to say that I'm so glad that your mom is besties with us on Facebook, because I think she's pretty super cool. Does she do a lot of projects?
No, she waits for me to come home and do them.
But is she a sewing master?
She used to sew some amazing outfits. She sewed me these jeans in like grade 4, I think, and I wore them until they had holes in the knees, and people couldn't believe that she actually sewed these jeans for me. I'm like, no, my mom made them, honest to God.
That
but yeah,
make jeans.
She's amazing. But one of my biggest memories of her as a child was when she would be sewing something, and I'd wake up the next morning and be hanging in the kitchen on a coat hanger, waiting for me to put it on in the morning and go to school in it. It was like, almost want to cry, but yeah.
Also, very little house on the prairie. Did you milk the cows on the way out the door? I got my milk for school.
Well, I guess when we meet you in person, we'll have to run down a big hill and do our airplane arms then. Because that's the thing you do for a little off in the prairie.
Literally never watched that.
Really?
Oh, I saw the start of that, and I'm like, where is the $6
million? He was raised by wolves in a cave somewhere. He totally was. It's a true story.
Taradara, you have two boys, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're
awesome.
Not watching Little House on the Prairie reruns, are they?
Mm-mm. Nope. They watch hockey.
Very good.
And baseball.
Oh.
Very good.
They're very active.
Of it.
Mm-hmm. So they're half Canadian, you know, so it's in their blood.
Gotta have it. That's grade 4. I picked that up.
Okay, in the like 10 seconds or 20 seconds we have, I'm curious, what
so
do you
fast.
Make out of Play-Doh?
We would make anything and everything, because that's how we used to like spend our time. You know, we'd make little chairs, and we'd like make little people, and we'd, you know, play, whatever. So, yeah.
At Taradara made it. That's the Twitter.
That is.
Add the .com. That's the intercom.
Yeah. That's it.
And then add staying with us. We got to go right
we
now.
We do.
Though.
Gosh, that went so fast. Thank you guys so much for having me.
We'll have to talk again soon. We'll be on Twitter.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Hi.
What's happening in my Fix It Up line?
How are you doing today, babe?
Man, I'm rocking it.
You are?
I got good energy.
You do?
I got good energy.
Are you repurposing your energy from other things like Spartan Race? Are you repurpose your Spartan energy when you do carpentry projects?
I actually have to detox from Spartan Race. I found that I went from Spartan Race right to a Tool event, and I had to go into the airport, and I was freaking out in that place. I was really having a tough time.
Why? Because you wanted to, like, jump over people?
Well, yeah, because I traveled on a rookie travel day.
All right, enough
so,
about that.
No, so
let's move on to repurposing. Yeah. Let's talk about...
Oh, wait, that's the husband and wife thing, Anitra Mekadon.
You know what?
That's it. Ask a question. Answer stupid. Moving on.
The answer's not stupid. It's just a way more detail
not
than...
worth listening to.
Hi, Anitra. How are you? You look beautiful.
Hey. Hi, family. I've missed you guys.
I know.
Oh,
we've missed you. Purple, go purple, yes. Purple yeah. Drywall. You're always representing, and it's a beautiful color on you, too.
Do you like that piece back there? That's my vintage, that's a vintage Kent coffee, and when I found her, she had to be purple.
See, it's okay, everybody out there, I always talk to the pieces I'm working on as if they're inanimate, like they're real. I give them... But I anthropomorphize them in a way, and I start calling them names after a while because you spend time with them, and you're like, what do you want to be, little chair? What do you want to be, little armoire? And then they have names.
In fact, I saw your chair, which is almost the same color. Yeah. Kindred spirits.
I know.
Well, twin powers.
You were on 5 seasons of Megadons. Anitra, Miss Anitra Megadon.
How many different ways have people
just
annoyed your name? Just chopped it up.
You know,
Anitra.
Well, they kind of brutalize all of it. Mekadon is shortened. It was Mercadante back in the day, you know, the whole guinea thing. And I can say that because I am one. But we shortened it. And so people say Mekadon, you know, some people think we're Polish, some people think we're Irish, some people think we're whatever, until they see me, and then they see all Guinea. Hi, it's true.
I'm going to sweat through my clothes during
I'm
this,
going to sweat.
Laughing
I'm,
at you.
I'm green. I get Guinea green in winter, is what I call it. Don't be offended. This is the truth.
That is adorable.
Hilarious.
I kind of
awesome.
Love you.
Awesome.
But complementary colors look good with purple and red. There you go. It's that whole...
That works. So we're talking about repurposing because I'm kind of obsessed with the whole thing. And you are, like, you know, on Twitter and on Facebook, all that stuff, Instagram... I'm always looking for people who are doing awesome projects and repurposing stuff. And just the other day, I saw someone take a violin and turn it into a clock. I thought that was
rad.
So I am curious, like we saw on Twitter recently that you were talking about collage walls, which I think is kind of, I would say it's like an intro place to start with repurposing. And like, is that like... What is something where somebody's a newbie in the world of repurposing would you introduce them to the whole thing?
So, you know, it's funny because you could repurpose just about anything. For me, doors are a big thing to repurpose. Even for newbies, I know they're heavy. But, you know, you slap some legs on it and you have an instant table, desk, console. That's a super easy one. But talking about the collage wall, in Megadons, we collaged an entire wall of vintage doors we found in the basement of the home we were working on. So I've done lots of crazy things with doors. You can put them in your garden, which is killer. You know, you stand them up, do that little back teepee thing, and crank open some holes and grow some vines in it. It's pretty wicked. But collage walls are a big thing for me because, you know, you could do it with old frames, right? Everybody does that with old frames. But I've done more interesting things than collage walls. Like you could take a tray and, you know, instead of carrying that tray, you turn it on its side and you screw a little piece of wood in it. And next thing you know, you have a funky shelf. So that's another easy to do, you know,
that's
need
groovy.
Some metal screws. Yeah.
So, that is totally groovy.
So while you were talking, I enjoyed all those projects. We posted something on our Facebook page recently that made me think of you. I think I even linked to you on it. It's a billion doors.
Huge
thing. Did you do that one? Did I get that from you?
I didn't do that one. Ours is a shade of purple. So I didn't know it. I really am obsessed with purple. Ours is a shade of purple. But, you know, do you guys remember Jim Morrison? Do you remember that whole when the Doors came out on
Mr.
that
Mojo
show?
Mojo Rising, baby.
And there was a whole background of Doors when they first made their grand appearance on television. That's where I had gotten that idea, and I stored it because I was a huge... Jim Morrison fan. So, yeah, I've always wanted to do a Wall of Doors. See?
That's the eye to eye.
That's one of the first movies I ever bought was the Doors. Like, they're, mm-hmm. best of. Yeah. I think they're groovy, too.
I mean, I'm older than
me
Doors. I wasn't alive when that was on.
Totally.
I'm pretty confident.
Okay, so I have, I have this, repurpose challenge thing. And I wanted to throw out four random objects that are summertime fun kind of related and see if you can sort of, have a light bulb moment of what you would make with these kinds. Okay, first thing, fishing rod, a pool cue and billiard balls, swim floaties, and a charcoal barbecue lid. With those four objects, is there anything that inspires you to create something, repurpose that? I know, what's wrong with me? It's the unconventional challenge.
Because I already know where she's coming. She's got the fishing rod and the charcoal barbecue lid, our Captain America outfit. So that's the sword and shield.
You're cheating!
I'm not cheating.
Are you talking about, so I went to day four and I was like, well, how many fishing rods do I get? And how many pool cues could I get?
As many as you want.
Billion.
Yeah, because we love you. Yeah. You have as many as you want.
Because I went automatically, the whole dude thing and the man cave thing is you could do some cool hanging thing with fishing rods. Almost like you would a pergola, but a different thing. You hang it from the ceiling and you can do some, I could be funky. Maybe
that is crazy.
Maybe it's for a fish restaurant.
There you go.
I use hands to whip the crap out of my friends.
Long John Silver's is calling you right now. They're like, dude, Red Lobster's are like, honey, I'm in.
Swim floaties. What? Maybe inside of a waterproof fabric for your patio pillow?
That's actually a good idea. I like that.
That might be illegal in some states.
Yeah, yeah. What else? What do you do with the balls? What do you guys do?
Honey, what do you do with balls?
You know, as it turns out, there's a lot you can do with them. Let me double entendre this list so we're right off the air.
All right, you don't have
internet.
You don't have to keep going.
Come
but
on.
A lamp. That's a great idea. You could use the barbecue lid and the pool cue with billiard balls. You could put a whole thing together.
You can make a form and fill it with epoxy. Make the form out of plywood or something. Put the balls in there.
Suspend them.
And then fill it with epoxy. Take the form off. Boom. You've got a cube of balls.
Okay. Did you ever see that episode of, is it?
Try not to laugh.
That show.
After the moment.
A cube of balls.
She's trying valiantly to not laugh.
That show where they're married, they're engaged, and the David Spade character is single, and they go to that place, the bakery that she doesn't
that
really want,
awesome.
And then they get all suited up, and they play that game, and they're, beating each other with sticks and stuff. I'm thinking, you fill an entire room with billiard balls. You just inspired me. You get the pool cues, and then you sit in the barbecue and you have to, swim, push yourself around. Would that be a fun game?
Again, what do you guys drink for breakfast? Is there something illegal in it? What?
That we might need to check our indoor air quality at home.
It's possible.
There might be something wrong. Okay, so
we're not using purple drywall right now. That
no,
could be it.
We should be. The Queen of Hearts store in Atlanta, you have stuff there. People can go who are your major fans from all of the awesome stuff you do on TV and online. They could go there and buy stuff that you make.
I have a booth there because, no kidding, my garage is literally like Sanford and Son. I do not park our cars in my garage because there's no place to put them. And it really bothers my husband. So I had opened a booth there because when I would start the shows for Megadeth, I started every show there. They're a really great thrift shop. They've got some nice antiques and stuff. But, I'm really big into upcycling, and I don't like to be traditional. I'm not that girl that's going to go buy a room in a store. That's not my thing. and I'm not into keeping up with the Joneses, so it's not about the money. For me, it's about creating that well-collected room, that's something that speaks to you and kind of gets your engines running and what are those pieces that become conversation pieces in the space. And so I hit a lot of thrift shops around town, but they were one of my favorites.
That is awesome.
I love that nugget that you just brought out that I bet a lot of people don't think about. What becomes the conversation piece in that room? I would not think of that.
I do that in every room in our house.
I'd build the room. You know, I'd wail the whole thing together and it'd be there. But that's not a question I think a lot of people ask themselves. I get it. You don't have to give us your resume.
Thing I used to do with you. I'd cut up fruit and leave a couple pieces of apple on the counter and he'd eat them without thinking about it. It's the same thing. You just do that sort of slowly. You worked on an episode of Hotel Impossible, so people can check that out.
Oh, my God. We just got back. We did an episode in Galena, Illinois, and I got to work with Anthony Melchiori for the first time, who is so intense and amazing. I'm a fan. It's that whole Northeastern thing, you know? He's not going to BS you in any way, shape, or form. So I was a little nervous because I was like, is he going to be my first client that doesn't like what I do? But he ended up loving it. So, but it was a lot of fun, and they do good work over there, and it's an intense amount of work.
Yikes!
That is so fun. Yeah.
Does everybody on set have to wear full Windsor knot in their necktie?
No, but he dresses so well. I was sweaty and gross, and but then again, I'm Italian, so he'll be pretty because he's handling the business side, and I'll be disgusting because I'm handling the dirty, crappy side.
Nice work.
Yeah.
TV's so glamorous.
Gotta love what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Spit out your Twitter handle, your Instagram, your...
All your stuff.
Yeah. Spit it out and we got to go.
It's all the same, Anitra Mekadon. And I even have a website. And you guys, if you're looking for some ideas, I'm always posting new things on Instagram and Twitter. And I don't know, get up off the couch and build something, man.
I love that.
I heart you.
Anitra Mekadon, we got to go.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Okay.
Bye, guys.
It's over.
And
we'll be back in just a minute with more.
And you are at the end of our repurposed show. We hope you feel rebuilt inside.
And we rebuilt where we're sitting, too, so that we're having a different perspective.
You know what? And we've repurposed the English language, don't forget to subscribe here.
And then over here, you want to check out more videos, guys. We're really good at pointing at words on screens. So join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life. See you on social networking. Find us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you next week.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. You might be first aid on a city street. You might be a gift that brings me to my knees. You might be initials carved into a tree and die. I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my fix-it-up life. This is my fix-it-up life. White dress walking up to me. It might be sunrise in a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree.